The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
Oh, what's good, everybody? Welcome into the Early Edge in 5 for the second day in a row. We apologize for the late start, but we had to wait until those incredible World Cup games were over. If you're not in on the World Cup, then I don't know what to tell you, because that was exciting, was as exciting as you're going to get. No goals in the first half of either game. Argentina scores two. Then it's a tiebreaker. Poland and Mexico. Mexico scores two in the second half. And late Saudi Arabia in the 95th minute to knock Mexico essentially out, but Poland would have made it in on yellow cards. Not red cards, yellow cards. That's how close that group came. We're here for it. Let's bring in the stars of the show, because we got more World Cup. We got more college basketball. We have more NBA right here on the Early Edge, and I got the stars of the show. Speculator is here. AB is here. And I'm going to start with one play from Sportsline. And if you're not a Sportsline member yet, Speculator, what do I always say?
I actually don't know on that one. What do you say?
It's the best value, and it's not even close.
Okay. I thought you were going to say the almighty sports line. I know that one. We're there powered by the almighty sports line.
Coach, we're going to have to train these young cats up.
I'm begging them to watch the show when they're not on the show. It's okay. I still got a lot of love for you, Specty. All right, so here we go. Michigan State -1.5 over Notre Dame tonight. And tell you what, Michigan State already this year, they've beaten Villanova. They've beaten Oregon. They've beaten Kentucky. So we'll take them -1.5. That's courtesy of the maestro, who isn't even in the country as we speak. And he's still throwing in picks on Early Edge in 5. All right, Specty, you and I, we've been killing it right here on Early Edge in 5. So nobody deserves to have the top spot more than you. Start us off.
Yeah, we're going to start off with more World Cup picks. We are going to Croatia versus Belgium. We're doing Belgium bet no draw, or draw no bet, sorry, at minus draw no bet at -110. Our model has this at a 2.4 to 0.7 score line. However, Belgium has been really underperforming compared to our model. They came in as the second highest rated team by FIFA coming into this tournament. But it's do or die time for Belgium right here. They need this win to move on to the round of 16. And so they're going to live up to our model's expectation. That is why we're going Belgium draw no bet at -110. The second one we're going with is Canada versus Morocco. Morocco -0.25 at -120. Again, that's a split between a draw between Canada and Morocco, or Morocco winning by a goal. Our model's prediction is a 1.6 to 1.1 scoreline, a 0.5 goal spread for Morocco. They have played fantastic, had a great game against Belgium, who we just mentioned, on a 2-0 win. And this just comes down to Morocco wanting to be the top of the group and going on the easier side of the bracket. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, the announcers we're talking today about, it's not just about getting into the round of 16. It's about who you're going to play. And if you can control that, that's even better. Oh, I like that Morocco play. Specty, great start. Now, AB, somebody in the chat said you're looking like you're getting ready to audition for 8 Mile.
B-Rabbit.
All right, I know you got two groups of plays. Let's not spoil the end. What do you got for your straight plays today?
Yes, sir. All right, look, we are going big game hunting tonight. Also, dude, Speculator, look, my cousin lives in Morocco. So you know what? That's great luck right there. I love the play. Let's go. All right, first off, tonight, we're going big game hunting. Ohio State, Duke. Man, 5.5-point spread. Duke the favorite. I don't want to pick either side. It's going to be a great game. We're playing the over 135. We should have a really nice back and forth. Ohio State has been putting up buckets as of late. Duke, not so much, but this is a great spot for them to get right. This is going to be a fun game. Let's take the over 135. Next, McNeese State, team total over 48.5. Yeah, McNeese State, they're playing against Tennessee in Knoxville tonight. Look, I'm not fading the Vols. Tennessee's going to win this game, But McNeese State is going to get over 48.5 points. Should be a really fun one there. Next, we have two plays. Thursday night football, Bills at the Patriots. All right, this is the Josh Allen special. Bills team total over 23.5. We are getting that under that key number of 24. Three touchdowns and a field goal gets us home. We're also going to play Josh Allen over 21.5 completions. Yeah, it's a pretty low number. The Patriots do have an excellent defense. That being said, Josh Allen has crushed against the Patriots historically. Think he's going to do it again. 21.5 completions, pretty low number there.
Yeah, they have a week where they have to start playing well because that number one seed, that's gone now. All those great things people say about the Bills, those are gone now. By the way, in the chat, they're saying, Brody says, why not just take Morocco, draw no bet? I will tell you, Brody, why. If you want to play paying minus 190, you go right ahead. This bet, if it's a tie, you're only losing half of your bet at minus 120. At minus 190, yeah, you can save your bet, but if you lose, you're losing minus 190 and not minus 120. It's a very smart play by the speculator. All right, I got one play today. I'm going to go a little parlay in the NBA. I've been really feeling the NBA lately. I've been really good at it, so I want to stick right there. But I looked at the list of games today, and Wednesdays is always busy, and I said the Suns should beat the Bulls. I don't care about the points. And the Jazz should beat the Clippers. I don't care about the points. Why? Because the Clippers played last night. They were down 18, came back to win. What does that mean? They had to expend a lot of energy. Players don't like playing back-to-back nights, especially when they have to go all that hardness to get the victory. So I love the Jazz just on the money line, and I love the Suns. At home, against the Bulls, you put these two together, get a little plus 110. I like that a lot. Now, AB, we're always thinking, how do we make early edge and five just a little bit bigger, but not that much longer? And I love the return of what you have made famous. What am I talking about?
Yes, sir. As they say, you know what? No such things as halfway crooks. All right. The AB3 is back tonight. Three moneyline plays plus 200. All right. We're going to take FIU moneyline. We're going to take DePaul moneyline. And we're going to take Marshall moneyline. Put those three together. Moneyline plays plus 200. Let's cash that thing up because I know something about you.
All right, between you and little Geppetto, I don't know if the early edge has ever been cooler or just look like a bunch of old men trying to rap. I don't know. Either way.
Probably the second one.
It probably is. All right, grab your paper, grab your pencil. Here's the recap courtesy of Jake the Snake on the ones and twos. And that's a full show right there. That's a full show. Speculator, the two 10 a.m. games tomorrow, very important. We'll have the other two picks on early edge in the morning on Thursday. Belgium draw, no bet, minus 110. That means a draw is a push. You get your money back. Morocco, minus 0.25. Now, Speculator thinks Morocco will win, but doing this, you kind of protect your bet just a little bit at minus 120. I like that a lot. Then I'm going to go moneyline parlay in the NBA. Suns at home over the Bulls. Jazz at home over the Clippers. You put those two together, plus 110. One play from Sportsline. If you're not a Sportsline member, what are you doing? That's what I normally say, Speculator. Michigan State, -1.5 over Notre Dame. Then AB, four straight plays. Ohio State, Duke, over 135. McNeese State, team total over 48.5, minus 125. Then Thursday Night Football. What a great matchup. Bills, Patriots, we'll take the team total over 23.5. I think it's going to be a shootout, to be honest with you. And Josh Allen, over 21.5 completions. We cashed this same bet with the Colts and Matt Ryan on Monday night. Then the return of the AB3. FIU, DePaul, Marshall, all on the money line. You put those three together, plus 200. Do not forget, tomorrow's a very busy day. Our 10 a.m. show, early edge in five. Also, Twitter Spaces, the prop shop is open at 3 p.m. Eastern. Then, of course, early edge live, counting down to Thursday Night Football, the Bills and the Patriots. Man, we love doing this. The grind can get to some people. The grind can get to some shows. But we got a crew that always looks straight ahead. So with that being said, there's only one thing left to do. And I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. My entire crew. Damn it, do I love them all. Speculator, AB, I am the coach, and Jake the Snake. We went a little long today, but sometimes we need to. Sometimes it matters here at the Early Edge, and sometimes we do it in five. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.